In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we begin this new month of April with the most solemn time in Holy Mother Church liturgical year, Holy Week. And I would like to start with the good news for our congregation. Since today, Father Jeffrey Cooks from the Diocese of Marquette has just been retired, and he has offered to hear for Holy Week and on Sunday to hear confessions at St. Patrick's. So it's a great news for all of us. So we start this month of April with this beautiful liturgy of Holy Week. But almost 2,000 years ago, all was not as rosy as we might see the first days of spring in our present time. In this most holy week, Jesus found himself in a world touched by original sin, with the crowds accusing him, and almost all of his apostles having either betrayed him, denied him, or abandoned him out of fear. But despite his suffering during this week, Jesus resolved to set things right. He instituted the priesthood. He instituted the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist. He prayed intensely for his church, then and for all generations to come. He knew. He preached, he taught to his apostles that his church, the gates of hell, won't prevail against his church. But he prayed intensely for his church and for the sanctification of its members. Dear friends, these things have not changed. Tens of centuries later, even today, we find ourselves suffering over the state of the world and over the state of the church. Let us not give ourselves up to discouragement, anger, and fear, as did the apostles on Holy Thursday. They all left. They were just ordained bishops of the new church, and they all left. They all abandoned Jesus. So let us never give up, because the prayer of Jesus for us occurs in the Mass to which we will assist with devotion and love. I'm pleased to quote Pope Benedict on this day of Holy Thursday, what earlier generations held as a sacred remains sacred and great for us, and it cannot be all of a sudden entirely forbidden or even considered harmful. Dear friends, let us not give up ourselves to discouragement despite of our confusing times. Jesus, having loved those who were his own in the world, love them to the end. Tonight, We come to thank him for that love. That love shown in his becoming a slave to purify us, to save us and feed us, and to continue to sanctify us through the priesthood all the way until his second coming. Jesus has eagerly desired to eat this Passover with us tonight, so that we might pass over with him into this mystery of extreme love. These sacraments of his own relationship with the Father. Tonight, at the altar of the repose, we thank him, we will thank him for all the dirty work to save us, to cleanse us, to feed us, and to continue to sanctify us through the humility of the priesthood he established. Tonight is a night in which he fulfilled his life of consecration so that we might be consecrated in him. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Dear friends, dear parishioners, let us strive to put the Holy Mass at the center of our lives. When we unite ourselves to this liturgical prayer of Jesus, we will be able to follow in the footsteps of Blessed Mary, of Saint John, of the Holy Women, so that we can persevere through our own way of the cross on this earth in order to witness God's victory over sin on the Easter that is to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.